Push. You had to push that to cut grass. And you had a big old yard, big as this yard. And you know that thing, cut that grass, and sometimes had a fence start, I had to take a peer I could cut up. They had no machine. I had to cut with a kid, cut by me, and get out there and cut, put all my clothes. And I'd pick up $50, and I'd cut till 3 o'clock in the evening, I'd pick up the camera, go in there and put my clothes, all wet, put all my clothes. I bring the sister back to the house, and I get a chair back, and I come home and wait. He said, come on, you go out, go to God. I said, what? God, that's coming. I feel good for God. I'm going to lay down. I'm tired. I lay down and rest myself a while. Well, it's funny. I tell you, we had to scratch the roof. Talking about rooting. Boy, talking about rooting. I had to root up there 6 pieces a day. Some days, I'd go over there, I'd wake, I wouldn't wake it in there, I'd go over there and cut teeth. 6 bits a day. The best, one day, you wouldn't get the, you get the $10 if you make all the days, you get $1 a day. If you make all the days, you get the $10, and if you didn't make all, you couldn't get it. You couldn't get enough tea. I had to wait one day, but get something for the next day. So I had a time. Man, I had a time to live my family, but I read them. And if the people be there, I got all that butter rolling around there. Lord, if I could think I'd get just some damn butter, man, I'd be cooking at people $10 a day a week. Man, I'd sell them. And the first time I made, about $80 over there at that sugar home. I made about $80. And I come home, first money I draw after I got to be a man, young man. My mama said, how much you want? I said, how much y'all want? I said, give me what you want. She said, don't you take what you want. So I said, give me $1. Show you, it's different. They show you down. How much you made? I made $10. I would, I got to go home tonight. And just to show you how things went out. And 10 times, they didn't have to do that. They had nothing to go with. I had to get out and get $2, $3. I was too glad. It looked like I had a sack of money. And I see that boy there, he speak, Papa, what you going to be a suggestion? Well, I'm going to give you about $1 and a half. I'd kill each one of them. And 5 of them, I'd give them 4 bits. I'm going to give $1 and a half. So you want to go. Say, well, what I want to buy? I said, buy what you want. I don't care what you do with it. But I didn't care. So he went there and said, that's the most beautiful thing. I said, oh, no, no. Let her go where they were supposed to have the fun and come back. But now, let her go now. You get a gang of boys now, son, but he wants $1,000 to win his pocket. They ain't got enough. Hey, I said to myself, I don't know what these people got to do with these people. I swear to God. Yeah, you got to throw it out there, no more corn. Those are the children. I'm so glad I raised my family. I got a granddaughter here. She finished high school. Last year. But she going to rest at a different school. And by the door, she teach school. But she going on the river. And I left, you know, with her there. So I'll be on the keys with the house. Nobody know but me. But I'm about to get hold of her. Get hold of her.
How far did you go in school today?
By the 5 seconds later. I didn't go to school. I had to walk to school. Walk from there to the bayou. They had a school out there. That school stayed there a while. Then after that, he got to tell me I had to go to Donaldsonville school. Walk from there to Donaldsonville. Every morning, every evening, walk back. He was fighting it all along the road. He said, quiet and come. I said, Lord, everybody, this is a time. I still I went and said it, but I ain't learned nothing that much to fight in the choir. I ain't learned nothing. I never got no high fight secretary. That's how I love him. And it's signed by me, and that's all I can do. I said, thank God for that, because some poor people in that time, they couldn't do that. So I said, thank God for that.